I will think what you like, sir. I am content to be only your nurse, if you think it better. But you cannot always be my nurse, Janet. You are young. You must marry some day.
I don't care about being married.
You should care, Janet. If I were what I once was, I would try to make you care. But a sightless block. He relapsed again into gloom. I, on the contrary, became more cheerful and took fresh courage. These last words gave me an insight as to where the difficulty lay, and as it was no difficulty with me, I felt quite relieved from my previous embarrassment. I resumed a livelier vein of conversation. "It is time someone undertook to rehumanize you," said I, parting his thick and long uncut locks, "for I see you are being metamorphosed into a lion, or something of that sort. You have a faux air of Nebuchadnezzar in the fields about you, that is certain. Your hair reminds me of eagle's feathers. Whether your nails are grown like birds' claws or not, I have not yet noticed." "On this arm I have neither hand nor nails," he said, drawing the mutilated limb from his breast and showing it to me. "It is a mere stump. A ghastly sight. Don't you think so, Jane?"
"It is a pity to see it, and a pity to see your eyes, and the scar of fire on your forehead.
And the worst of it is, one is in danger of loving you too well for all this, and making too much of you."